Hey, AfterBuzzers, welcome to our Supergirl After Show. Tonight, we're talking Season 3, Episode 22, Make It Rain. We're going to talk about Sam's health, what's happening with all those cells, rain, and John and his father. So stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Ooh, okay. This is a favorite song of mine.
Engineer pick song of the week. Oh, yeah.
This is one of my favorites, and what a good engineer pick it is. Of course, this is the Supergirl After Show, and I'm Stephanie Wanger.
Hi, I'm Carolina Vanetti.
We're so glad to have you back. So tonight, we are talking about the second to the last episode of the season. How crazy is that? I feel like this... Yeah, this has flown by. I feel like the second half of the Supergirl season, I feel like we were just saying, like, we're back from hiatus, and now it's almost ending. Of course, this episode is Make It Rain. What did you think of the episode overall?
Overall, I actually really liked it because it was really action-packed. But to be honest, like, the last half of the season has had a lot of action, and I've really enjoyed it. But it was a lot of information to just, like, digest. What did you guys think, right?
Yeah, so I felt like last week's episode was a bit of a standalone. It had a lot of those gun control issues, if you recall, and all of that. And this definitely felt more like we were back in the vein of Supergirl. There was a couple fight sequences, actually. There was, of course, the use of a hologram and, you know, dealing with someone's health that we've really seen affected by kind of Sam and Rain. And remember from last week, we saw Sam and Rain be separated. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, at the beginning of this episode tonight, when they were talking about that her cells were mutating, or maybe transforming was the word that they used, I actually thought that she... There you go. I felt like we were really starting to see Sam revert back into Rain, that they hadn't fully separated them. And that was kind of where I thought this episode was going to go.
When they were like, we're going to put some sun lamps on her, and just, I was like, first of all, she's not a plant. And if you put sun on her, my whole thought was like, wait, doesn't that make Rain stronger? Because she was the one with all the Kryptonian stuff going on, and Sam was just a normal human. So the whole time they were like, the sun lamps, I was like, why do I feel like this is going to turn out so badly?
Yeah.
But then nothing came of it.
Well, I mean, something did come of it. It was
not the lamps, though.
Not the lamps.
That's what I meant. Like, yes. Nothing came of the lamps.
Nothing came of the lamps. But we did see Sam's health, of course, deteriorate, which is heartbreaking because we've talked about on the show so much. She's such an amazing mother, and Sam is such a good...
She's a great actress.
Oh, I mean, yeah. Anna Dett is amazing. But I felt like... So heartbroken that this is kind of the way her story looks, like she's declining in health. And as Rain, we'll talk about this a little bit in a second or two, but as Rain gets stronger, her health continues to decline.
So I'm going to be optimistic over here, a little ray of sunshine.
Yeah.
As she's getting her little
lamps
out.
I always like a little optimism on the panel.
I really feel like because it seems like what she did with Lena in the end, it like bounced her back into those like lakes. Mm-hmm. Sorry, I'm blanking on the name of them.
So it was the... You can keep talking and I'll
Oh my goodness. So she's going back to the lake, right? And the whole idea is that one of them grants like all of this strength, and that if she gets stronger, then the idea is that Rain will get weaker. And I think that in like the final moments, Supergirl won't have to pull a trigger per se, like strength wise or fight wise with Rain. Like, I feel like she'll be fighting with her all of next week, but I feel like she's going to pull through. Sam will pull through because I feel like she's
going
to make it to the lake.
She's going back to the Dark Valley Dimension.
Yes, the Dark Valley Dimension.
But
the lake has a name that they came from. They said it very specifically.
Yeah, I will look that up in a second. But what I thought was interesting about this was, so we see her going into that transformation because she claims there's a big issue of like her health is declining and they're out of options. Mm-hmm. To rewind a bit.
Sure.
And that's kind of the moment where you see Lena starting to freak out a little bit. I felt like she just didn't know what to do at that point.
I think part of it, too, is that Lena doesn't know how to lose.
Yeah, I mean, she is strong and powerful. And to see someone that she's been championing, for so long struggle, I think that's really heartbreaking for her.
Yeah, that's definitely part of it because Lena is by far and beyond like any measure the kindest Luther. But at the same time, I feel like the same like energy that drives Lex Luthor drives Lena. So she's got this thing where she just doesn't like to lose, and it's why she has such a big hang up with trust. She doesn't like being lied to. She doesn't like being left out of the loop. And it kind of goes into play with like with anything that she does. She is like a triple A personality where she has to know what all the cards are, lay them all out. She wants to know everything because she has to have the upper hand. And that's kind of similar to Lex Luthor, but I love her because she's ingenious and she's also a genius.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I feel like part of it is she is emotionally connected to Sam, but part of it is also her ego.
Oh, 100%. And I feel
like that's also why she fights with Supergirl. Because she feels like Supergirl owes her explanations when she doesn't. Not that I think that Kara doesn't have like a bit of a complex as well, but this is where they butt heads because Lena doesn't know how to let it go.
Well, I think that they're coming at it from two very different places, right? But going back to this Sam issue, I feel like with Lena...
No, sorry. I meant that for the Sam issue, like as part of it. I feel like that was part of it.
So Lena definitely wants to save Sam, and she's realizing that the only way she can is to send her to this other dimension. Mm-hmm. And what I found so interesting, and we are jumping ahead in this episode, but we'll go back and cover everything else, I promise, is that she certainly, when they're putting her into that dimension, and of course her daughter is there, Ruby is standing there, and it's so dramatic, and then to have that earthquake happen... in part, I guess, because of it. I'm not exactly sure. Certainly the earthquake was happening simultaneously.
I thought the earthquake was happening because rain was, like, burrowing through the Earth's core. That's what the special effect was her going through the magma.
Yeah, but all of this is happening simultaneously. Yes. And certainly that opens up so many questions for next week. And we will get into our predictions as well here.
At the end, don't play the music. Don't do it.
Don't do it yet. We're not ready for that. But certainly I'm excited to see where this goes because they ended this episode in such a dramatic spot. Like,
yeah. I liked it though. I liked like what a cliffhanger it was. And I liked it.
Yeah.
But I think that Sam's going to pull through. I'm going to stick to that because I really felt optimistic that they did have options before them in this episode to help her out.
Yeah, I want more of Sam, so I hope she pulls through.
I don't think we'll get more of her, though. I feel like...
You don't think season four?
I think she'll lose her powers.
Interesting.
Okay. I think that in gaining strength, she will completely lose her powers when she comes back.
I feel like we're jumping into predictions. We gotta hold off.
I couldn't help myself.
I know. There's so many on this show. I totally understand.
I felt like the whole episode was just like a setup to like think of what's gonna happen next week.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, this was 100% setting up for their season finale. But let's talk about this Rain storyline. And Koval is trying to get Rain to reemerge, essentially. They're all after the Kryptonians, are all after the blood of the other world killers.
Right. Well, we saw how that ended for him.
Yeah, not well. Not well. But let's jump through the episode a bit.
Sure, yeah.
And talk about they're after the blood of the world killers. They realize that the DEO, of course, has that blood. Mm-hmm. Where do you think did you think that they were going to attack the DEO in the way that they did?
You know, no. I actually wasn't expecting that, although kudos to the stunt coordinator because those were some really cool fight scenes, especially with the glass breaking and Alex and them going at it. I loved it. But no, I was really taken aback because I thought that their whole little like witchcraft ceremony that was going on when they were building up the magma and doing all the chanting and then they had Koval holding like the Haranel, I thought that that was going to be it. Like that was their side of it. And then the rest of it, I actually thought they were coming to kidnap Sam and take Sam back. I didn't think they were actually going to go get the blood because she kind of still has Rain inside of her.
Right. So for a moment.
So I was taken back when they took the vials.
I was still kind of under the impression that some of Rain could have been left in Sam, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So I thought that they were coming for Sam. I agree with you in order to kind of get her and have Rain take over her presence, if you will. But then to have this attack happen at the DEO, and again, Alex just owning the fight, like she was taking everybody on. I loved that for her. I love any strong Alex scenes. I think they're always so great on this show. And then, but they're after the blood, and they think that the blood will make Rain stronger, which in fact it appears to.
Yeah, it did.
In that.
Well, they needed it to like resurrect. It was very Voldemort-y. Talk about like a Harry Potter moment.
Yeah.
Like, like Harry Potter's blood, and then he came back, and the whole cauldron.
Absolutely.
I felt like it was very Harry Potter-y.
Yeah, I was reading some comments online, and people were definitely referencing that.
Oh, good.
Yeah, and
I'm not alone. I was like, okay, Voldemort. Yeah,
There's a lot of like superhero sci-fi, all of it mixed in tonight.
But then another thing that I thought too, so when they were in that cage, and I said this to you when we were watching the show as well. So when they were in that cave, for all of you that were watching at home, and tell me if you agree or if you thought this too, because of what they were saying about Sam's cells, and then they were doing like their voodoo magic Kryptonian like psi stuff, I totally thought that they were somehow going to like transmute Rain cells from inside of Sam into this like vessel. And that's why they had to start with like the Harrenel, and that's why they were over it.
Interesting.
So I never thought they were going to go to the DEO at all, because I thought they were going to pull it through magic. And then what we would have seen was a real crisis with Sam, where she's like dying.
Yeah.
And it's like a race against time to stop Rain to get Sam back.
I mean, that's essentially what we ended up seeing, but by the end of the episode, but for different reasons. It was that Rain gets stronger, and of course Sam gets weaker. And what a terrible kind of world to live in, that like you have no control over how ill you're getting. It someone else's strength makes you weaker. Like, what an awful way to live. But I thought it was interesting how with Rain you saw this rise. Like, by the end of the episode, you knew that, like, whatever Supergirl thought she did last week certainly didn't work.
No.
it did not. But Supergirl and Kara, always to the rescue. I thought the use of the hologram, at first it actually really bothered me.
It was so cool.
Okay, so for the first, like, few seconds of it, I was like, oh, we're going down the hologram route. I don't know how I feel about this.
And then I'm nerdy. I was totally on board.
and then I have to say, I got on board too. I really enjoyed it. And I loved that they used the hologram to communicate with the DEO. How smart and amazing was that? When, of course, creating that portal that Kara's father had previously done, he's like, I know that technology. I can do this. And
do you know
such
what,
a win
though?
Moment.
For a moment, when they were in the cave and she was talking about how her dad used to talk to her like she was an adult and she mattered and she had all this like scientific insight to give, I'm like, how do you go from growing up to maybe be a scientist to be like a kind of a journalist?
Yeah, I mean, I think that you can go many routes.
What? I'm like, girl, go get yourself a science job. What are you doing?
Oh, see, I would totally
root for Supergirl, the scientist.
Oh, see, I love her as the journalist, and I think that you can totally use science.
But her cousin is a journalist.
You're talking to a person.
Go get your own life, girl. Go get yourself a science degree. Do it.
See, and you're talking to a girl who is a journalist, and thus I'm all about like, yay, journalist.
No, I don't dislike it, but I'm like, wait. You were into science and you went into journalism, or are you just copying Clark? Not really, yeah. But
I get it. But I loved kind of that she was going back to this and using science to communicate with the DEO, and then she uses it to trick the Kryptonites, the Kryptonians, rather.
Mm-hmm. The dark Kryptonians.
The dark Kryptonians. Yeah. To get them to trigger the portal that Wynn has created, because they're, of course, if you remember from last week, stuck on the other planet, and now they're able to come back to Earth.
Yeah, which I was confused about that. I had to like rewind on the timelines because I forgot that they were still stuck there after
their
ship
got stolen. Yeah, we definitely looked back.
I was like, wait a minute.
We looked back on some notes and we were like, okay, we got this now. But I love that they're able to come back to Earth and have that big moment.
I was so excited her mom came with her. Was anybody else excited for her mom? I'm so thrilled her mom is there.
I know. I feel like we got a taste of her mom in previous seasons, but it's been really fun to kind of go back to where she's from. I feel like this last few episodes, I've really enjoyed kind of getting more of her backstory, because we've only heard her kind of tell it before, and now we're seeing it for
and
the first time.
And she's always in, like, these, like, long, flowy dresses when she's like, I'm coming. And she comes out in this cool, like, military-looking thing. I was like, yes!
I mean, amazing. So before we get into the rest of the episode, we love hearing from you guys. We're on the live chat tonight, always on Monday nights, and we read your comments and on iTunes. Please rate, comment, let us know what you're thinking. It's almost the end of season 3. What do you think is going to happen in the finale next week? Where are we going in season 4? Is there anybody you want to see on the show who, you know, we can talk about more? What characters are you loving right now? So again, go on iTunes, rate, comment, let us know.
Tell us you love us. We need positive reaffirmation.
I mean, obviously we love it when you love us, but, you know, so let us know. Totally. So let's talk a little bit more.
Just like on a side note, there's like a whole sidebar happening in the chat right now about biochem and STEM, and I love it.
I mean, you're talking to the right people here. Certainly we're in. So, I love that. And our chat is super fun. I feel like we'll go from everything from what's happening on the show to like comic book lore to apparently STEM tonight. So we're all over the map in our chat, but I love it.
I opened up a can of worms. I love it.
Yeah.
But it's cool. So, somebody, I lost it. Dang it. But somebody in the chat and at me so that I can shout you out was saying how she was doing calculus at age 4 on Krypton.
Wow.
And that, yeah. And he was like, but you know, I really admire that she went out and got a degree that she really had to work for the journalism. I don't know who you are because I lost you in the chat. So if you at me, I will give you a shout out because that was a good point.
Yeah, I love that. And I also love that our chat always points
out. Sophia Fish says that was me.
So, awesome. So good job, Sophia. Thanks for watching and commenting.
This would still be really cool if like Supergirl did like a really cool STEM job. I'm just saying.
Is that your dream for season 4?
Maybe. I don't know.
I'll just
see the season finale and then I'll throw it out there.
Yeah, I don't know. What about Covell? So Covell was also trying to create rain.
Girl, Covell is a hot mess. My goodness.
I just feel like he is like the example. We talk about on this show all the time these characters that are gray. They're not bad. They're not good. They're just like somewhere in the middle, right? And he, to me, just exemplifies everything that is bad. Like, he's never on the show doing anything positive. He's like a force for evil.
Kind of. Yeah.
I can't think of an example of
a... When I first came on, we came in and we, like, talked briefly about him and his followers. Mm-hmm. And it was like, no, but, like, they meant it as, like, they love everything Supergirl. And I was like, yeah, mm-hmm. There's no such thing as, like, a good cult. And look at where that has led us. Okay. And I feel like he had what was coming to him. Because anytime that you get super fanatical about anything, it's bound to end badly. Like, at the end, because we're talking about his whole storyline right now, mm-hmm. right? So I can, okay, so I'm going to jump into it. So, like, at the end, when they're like, yeah, we don't need the human anymore. And he's like, but I killed for you. And it's like, and you promised us that, like, she'd be, like, on our side, this, that, and the other. And they were like, no, we said she was going to be for us. And then it was, like, game over for him. So he's done all of these terrible things, thinking that he would have some great advantage in this whole new world with a new society, but he was never a part of it, which just goes to show, like, the naivete that doing something terrible will ever bring you something good.
Right. I mean, I think there's a difference between being a fan of something and, like, there are plenty of fans of Supergirl. You see it that she's covered in the paper. Like, mm-hmm. There's wide interest in what Supergirl is doing.
Yeah.
And he took that and brought it to an obsessive level. And
cult.
Yes. Yes. A cult, certainly. And it's sad to see, I believe it's the Daughters of the Night that he works with. Mm-hmm. And it's sad to see these people all gather around him and kind of
and what's crazy is that Supergirl tried to tell them, like, don't mm-hmm. don't do
yeah,
this, like,
I'm
human in the sense that, like, I feel just like you do.
And it's been, that was a major plot point all season.
And then that was like a turning point for them, which was like, oh, we're gonna find stronger people then.
Yeah, I mean, and it's just, and it's almost like he doesn't give up. If one route doesn't work, he's finding another route. And now he becomes obsessed with, you know, everything that is, you know, Rain. And Rain is obviously evil as well. And so it's like, I can create the darkest of characters. What was in the comments?
It's so, I'll tell you when we get off
air. Okay. I don't want to know. I don't want to know. All right, guys, keep it clean. PG in the chat.
No, it was PG. It was just dark.
Okay. Well, dark. Keep it PG in the chat, guys. Let's talk a little bit about John and his father. This might be my favorite storyline. Yeah. I love this story so much. I can't get enough of everything that he's doing. It's just like he wants to give so much before he dies.
I love Marin. I love Marin's character. I love his interactions with everyone on the show, including Samantha's daughter,
Ruby.
Ruby. Thank you. God, I'm sorry, guys. Alzheimer's, it's real. I just love all of his interactions, and I find that all the time when he's on screen, I just start choking up, and I'm so sad that it really seems that they're ending his storyline for real, and that upsets me so much because he's so great, and I wish that he could just be an asset that we could just keep forever, like a cute little puppy, and it never goes away.
He shines with everyone. And I feel like that's so rare. So with Ruby, he has these moments of really, like, they mentor each other in a lot of ways. They're learning from each other. And that is kind of like circle of life and wonderful.
That episode where they go and they play the foosball after the big freak out in the arcade, and you see this just beautiful moment of connection, and you see him connect with everyone.
Yeah, I really enjoyed that. And then Alex, I feel like some of my favorite scenes of the season have been between him and Alex.
Just he's right, like, here. I agree. Boom.
Yeah.
We just pounded for those of you listening to us on the podcast and not watching.
We're on the same page on that one for sure. I think to see him kind of take her on as almost a daughter.
Yeah, totally. Like a granddaughter.
Yeah, a granddaughter, like, is so lovely and just sweet to watch him kind of act as her mentor.
Look, I'm getting all choked up because I'm so sad. I don't want the showrunners to take him away.
I know. And I...
Is he doing another show? Like, why is he leaving?
Well, I feel like this is, like, one of those stories that's not often covered on these kinds of shows. Like, it's all something that we're all going to deal with as, you know, parents and elders in our lives passing away. And you know, to deal with it on
but
a show.
But he's also a Martian, so can we just keep him?
I mean, I agree with you.
Suspended reality.
I want to keep him for as long as humanly possible. Supergirl season 18, we still want him there.
He doesn't have to be in every episode, but it just, like, to bring him back and know that he's there and have him come on. Yeah. He's just been a joy to watch on screen. Yeah.
And I loved the ritual tonight. I wish we could all do this.
Okay, side note about the ritual.
Yes.
Wait, let me not interrupt you. Finish the ritual.
No, I was
going to
say, like, I know that, like, it causes pain and they mention all of this, but imagine being able to, like, have a grandparent who could share their, like, knowledge and all of that information they have and the stories, being able to have that for yourself, like, to be able to, like, have those stories within you. Like, that's such an amazing idea.
It is. I kind of have been doing something like that in real life with my grandma. Every time I go home to visit, I sit down and I set up my camcorder and I videotape her while I have conversations with her over coffee.
I was going to say, I believe that actually Steven Spielberg did a project a few years ago, and my memory is a little bit dicey on this, but it was about getting Holocaust survivors to put down their memories. But that's a side note. But I think it is such an interesting idea of, like, how to preserve these memories of, like, times that we'll never be in, but that we want to, like, share in those family memories.
Yeah, I mean, my grandma's 92, and I sit down, and she'll be 93 this December, and she's still walking and healthy.
Yeah.
I sit down, and I have these conversations with her, and I record her. So for anybody that has a grandparent or an older relative that they care about, that's a good way of doing it.
Yeah.
But on a side note, and totally back into the comic book world,
yeah,
I saw that scene, and I was like, okay, Black Panther walking with my ancestors. I see you, DC and Marvel. I see you.
I I love it.
But I just literally
all of these shows and films all pull from each other. Like, I mean, it's so true.
100%.
Like, they're all like, if you start to look at, there are lines through all of it. Like,
totally. My note to myself was like, have they been hanging out with Shuri? I mean, what is happening here between the invention of like the belt and then going through the ancestors? I was like, I see you, Black Panther, with all your little,
I mean,
like,
it's so true.
I love it. But it was great. But I don't know if it was a nod or if it just happens to be the same.
I was also going to say, like, in some ways, the Easter eggs and all of these are, it's so much fun.
So we got Black Panther and Harry Potter tonight for sure.
Yeah.
Bow shout.
And I think you could argue Superman for almost any of these episodes. But
Supergirl and Superman are kind of interconnected stories.
Absolutely.
From literally the same world.
Yeah. You know who we didn't get to see a lot of tonight and I always miss?
James.
I know. Jimmy James, we just want more of you always. I was like, he came on
and you were excited. You were like, oh.
Well, this is like a thing that I've talked about on the podcast forever. I cannot get enough of him. I think that he's so good on the show and so underutilized.
He is great. Him and Jeremy Jordan are my two favorite characters on the show.
And when they have scenes together.
I love it.
Incredible.
Which they had a great scene tonight when he like took time out of Catco and talking to the mayor to come and talk to him. Am I jumping ahead on you?
No. Go for
it. But I really love that scene. It was beautiful. It was well played out. And him and Jeremy just have such, Wynn, for those of you who don't know the actor's name, I think Wynn and James just have such wonderful chemistry with one another. And also seeing like Win tackle defeat, because you never see him feel directly responsible as often as all the other characters. So it was interesting to see how he handles it. And I wonder if that's going to play into next season or how we're going to see that play out in the finale. But it was a really nice scene to see take place.
Well, I think that ultimately all season we've seen Win gaining confidence, right? And because in season one, kind of into season two.
Season one, he was hardcore gunning for Supergirl, okay? he was too busy trying to get a piece of the
season
cake.
Season one was like the love triangle between Jimmy, Wynn, and Supergirl.
Right, but Kara wasn't part of the love triangle at all because she was just team Jimmy. And then he was like, hi, I'm her.
I mean, he got friend zoned hard. Sorry. But that's okay.
It's so hard. But he's all right. He's all right.
Him
and sister. Can
I
hang
feel
out.
Like now they have like the bromance between Jimmy and Wynn, and I think that that's such a great way.
Which I love.
I love that.
I would have hated it if they made them like rivals. So I'm really happy, especially with their chemistry.
I think they're so good, and
they should date.
That's not what I said.
I'm shipping this out there.
I mean,
Wynn and Jeremy.
I mean, I would accept it. I would love
Give
that.
Give me
but
like a ship name.
I don't think
I'm
that's where it's going.
No,
yeah.
Probably not.
But I
can still throw it out there, and maybe the internet will
put
give
it out
me
in the
a
universe.
Ship name,
yeah.
And then I can joke about it permanently.
Put it out in the universe. It's good. I love them. I think that they do such a phenomenal job. But in terms of Wynn's arc, like, we've seen him kind of be built up all season, and this felt like the first time in a while where we saw him really questioning himself, because he was saying to Ruby a few weeks ago that like he's been in her spot and like you don't have to be evil just because your mother
he was kind of being a jerk a couple weeks ago, but then he got over himself.
But like I feel like he's really been building himself up, and to have him question himself, that kind of brings you into the end of season three and into season four and where that's going to go. And I'm really intrigued by that. I hope that we, you know, see him maybe take a journey of, like, as you said, like, not being so jerky and, like, figuring out that sweet spot of where he belongs. And also, I think that it would be interesting. He's, you know, was at the paper, kind of got pulled into the DEO.
Which I think the DEO is a much better use of his skills.
Way better. I agree with you, but I hope that kind of we get a bit of his own self-discovery. Like, I think the DEO is a good home for him, but, like, who is he outside of that? Like, I would love a little bit more of his story, I guess.
Oh, yeah. No, I agree. I would love that. By the way, the internet did give me a name. Hashtag Wimmy.
Ooh, that is a good ship name, guys. I do like that. I'm a fan now.
Someone out there will make like a little GIF meme that I can just like parade around.
Guys, season finale next week.
I don't
just
even know where to start it.
Let's go into some news and gossip.
AfterBuzz TV News.
All right, so this is a fun one. You know how, I think a few weeks ago we talked about that Melissa Benoist is making her Broadway debut. So yes. She is playing Carole King in the musical Beautiful, which of course is the Carole King story. It's one of my favorite musicals. Obviously incredible.
Do you know I've never seen it? It's one of the few musicals I've not seen.
I mean, worth seeing for sure. And if you can make it to New York, see it with Melissa. So she's...
When does it start?
She's already, I believe, doing it now.
Oh.
So, yeah.
Go see it. What are you doing? Why are we even sitting here? Let's go to New York.
Yeah, absolutely. We need to be in New York. And she, of course, the Tonys were last night. And so her show is not nominated because it's been
Harry
out.
Harry Potter won.
Woo!
Sorry, I'm excited.
It's, you know, one of the, it's been out for a while and all of that. But she walked the red carpet last night with Chris Wood, who is, of course, on this show, Mon-El. For those of you who don't know, they have been dating in real life for quite some time.
This makes my heart so happy because I shipped them so hard. Yeah. And I was upset when they sent him away from her. Yeah. And I'm so happy when he's
stayed.
Yeah,
so,
and the future wife was like, look, figure your life out. Go back because I ain't doing a half marriage. And I was like, that's right, girl. You send him back because you don't really care because he needs to be with Supergirl.
Yeah. So, like, there have been paparazzi photos of them all over where they film in Vancouver. I feel like at the beach in Mexico, all over the place. They've been traveling the globe together but never done a red carpet
See, that
together.
Makes me feel bad because I'm like, give them their privacy.
Yeah.
Maybe they'll give us a photo. A
beautiful photo of them on the Tony
so
red carpet last
good.
Night. And she's wearing Dior in that photo, looking gorgeous. And of course he is just, they are
so
a beautiful
dapper.
Pair.
And for those of you not watching on, you know, the stream and you're actually listening to us on our podcast on iTunes, she wore a gorgeous, like, champagne colored Dior satin gown, and he is just so dapper in a little black bow tie with, like, a little black suit. It looks very Armani styled, but I don't know who did his tux. Do you?
I do not. I just know that she was in Dior.
She looks good. Okay.
Yeah. So but I feel like, you know, we've seen them at Paley Fest together at Comic-Con. Like, they've been at events promoting the show, but this is the first time really outside of that universe that they've been on a red carpet kind of acknowledging that relationship. And I'm a big fan of, like, obviously privacy is important and it's something we believe in here at AfterBuzz, but when you confirm it on such a big red carpet like the Tony is, like, that's amazing.
It is amazing.
Yeah. Such cute photos.
They're so cute.
Yeah,
I just
so
can't.
If you're watching on the podcast, we're
I highly
some
recommend hopping
photos.
Onto our YouTube.
Yeah.
At least for this portion so that you can pull it up and look at the photos and just have some eye candy in your day.
Yeah,
okay?
And they're an adorable pair. And also, I can't
she's
get
She's so sweet. I've never met him, but I've met her and she's so
She's the best.
Kind.
And if
she's
you're
so kind.
If you're a longtime listener of AfterBuzz, watcher of AfterBuzz, you know that I used to cover Glee and she was on Glee, so I feel like I've been following her career forever, and it's so fun to see her kind of blossom from, you know, a smaller role on Glee to being the lead of Supergirl, and
that's
now on Broadway
goes,
like,
you get, like, a small role and then you just build from there.
It's amazing, and I'm so happy that she's also happy in her personal life, so that's great. Let's do some predictions.
Where are my creepy lights?
Love the light. Also, she makes the creepiest voice when we do predictions. Amazing. It's so weird and so amazing.
Predictions.
Don't trust me, I can't do that. My voice is like super like Minnie Mouse and she's Pirates of the Caribbean.
I can do them both.
Yeah. So let's, I feel like we had so many predictions at the top
Here,
of
you
this.
You kick it off because I couldn't even contain myself with predictions.
Okay.
And then I'll follow.
So I think that we're going to see Sam near death, I'm sorry to say it, in this finale, and she is going to find a way that Supergirl, I don't think it's actually going to be Lena. I think it's going to be Supergirl, Kara, and Mon-El find a way to help her in the end.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. And in terms of Rain, I think we're finally going to see, finally, guys, I feel like this has been the entire season, see Rain go down. like the big bad of this season will go down in the finale. I know that's not a crazy prediction, that is pretty typical in a season finale, but I think we're seeing the end of Rain's reign. Sorry, guys, had to.
Laura Elms, don't you say that bad word in the chat talking about no more musicals on Supergirl. Yes, more musicals on the DC shows.
Always more musicals. We love it. We obviously want Melissa Benoist on Broadway and to hear her sing on the show.
I love her and Flash singing together was like life for me. I love that episode. So don't you jinx that for me. I loved it.
What about you? Do you think World Killers? What's going on?
Okay, so I agree with you in the part that I think that we're going to see Sam like really close to her demise.
Yeah.
But I think our girl is going to pull through. And I think that she's going to hop in that little lake and be more powerful. And actually, in Supergirl's moment of need, when she's about to make a dangerous decision that would Zack Snyder this entire finale, Man of Steel, you know, if you haven't seen it, it's okay. You're not missing anything. But thank you. Exactly. Don't do it. It's 3 hours. You can't get back. So anyways, right in the moment when she's about to make that epic Zack Snyder directing mistake, Sam is going to be your girl and she's going to jump in that lake, be more powerful and pull herself out of it. And in turn, that will drain Rain. And then Kara, as Supergirl, will be able to beat her up and save the day. And then I'm not really sure how we'll see Rain's demise. Perhaps her mother will exit the show, taking them back to prison, since her mother in the comics was like in charge of putting people in the Phantom Zone on Krypton. I wonder if that's how we're going to lose her mom again. And her mom's going to have to make a heartbreaking decision of leaving her daughter again to save the planet that gave her a second chance at life.
Well, do you think that Rain... with Rain, though, I feel like...
Karn loves Man of Steel. I'm sorry, guys. Like, I actually really like the movie. I just don't like that they made him kill someone, and that upset me because that is Superman's golden rule. He is a Boy Scout, okay? He does not kill people.
I want to talk about John and his father in predictions, but before we do, I want to know, so in the scenes from next week, we saw that Supergirl is having kind of an internal fight with herself, that she doesn't want to kill anyone, but kind of in order to save everyone, she may have to kill, it looks like.
Well, that's what made me think that Sam's going to save the day, like right before she has to make that terrible decision. I think Sam's going to save the day.
You think Sam is going to save the day?
Yeah, because remember in tonight's episode, they were saying that like while one of them gets stronger, the other one gets weaker. So Harry Potter. But like while one of them gets stronger, the other one gets weaker.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I think she's going to find that and it's going to give Rain a moment of weakness.
Well,
and that's going to allow Supergirl to overpower her.
Well, then I have another question.
Okay.
Which is, if that's the case, are we getting more of Sam as this new superhero rather than Rain in season 4?
No, because I think that what's going to happen, and I could be wrong. I'm probably wrong. I mean, I mostly am. predictions anyways. I think that what's going to happen, because the zone that she goes into is like in her mind. That's where they push her there to be almost like in a like parallel reality, right?
Right.
So I think when she comes back to her body, she'll just be human because she'll have depleted all of her power to deplete, like she'll get so strong
and
to
then
deplete
use
Rain,
the power. Got it. Yeah.
That to come back into her own body and not die because her actual body's so weak, she'll lose her superpowers.
That's interesting.
Like all it'll be like a big flare up and then it'll be done. And then I don't know what's going to happen to Mirren. All I keep thinking is that he's going to get to the core and he's going to stabilize it, but then Rain's going to be set free and that's when we're going to see Supergirl and Rain fighting. And during that time, simultaneously, Sam is going to get to the lake and then at that moment, when she's about to kill her, Sam will save the day.
I just worry that we're seeing the end of John's father.
I think so too.
And it makes me really sad. But that's a terrible place to end the episode. I'm really excited for the season finale and I want to know what's going to happen. I've been waiting for a while for this, it feels like. I feel like Yeah, like all the puzzle pieces are there now. We have everything. So I'm really excited to see where it goes and kind of what's going to happen going into season four. But until then, you can find AfterBuzz at AfterBuzz TV. And I love this music. And you can find me at Stephanie Wanger all over the internet. Thank you so much for watching and hanging out with us. Where can they find you?
Hey, guys. You can find me on Twitter at Carolina Vinetti and on Instagram at LenaBean113.
And we'll be back next week with more Supergirl. Of course, the finale. See you then.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
Views expressed herein are those of the hosts only. Do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.